Every item we choose to keep or let go is a decision about who we want to be and how we want to live. And if you really think about it, when we hold on to things, what are we really holding on to? Are we clinging to past versions of ourselves, or are we holding on to dreams that no longer serve us? Welcome to Mindset Reinvented. Join me weekly as we unlock strategies to elevate every aspect of your life through the power of mindset. I'm Jack Trauma. For many years, I've guided individuals from all walks of life through personal and professional transformations, helping push past limiting beliefs to unlock their fullest potential. In today's episode, we're diving deep into the art of decluttering, not just your physical space, but your emotional baggage too. You'll discover how to free yourself from the weight of old memories and create room for new experiences. If you enjoy the show, subscribe so you never miss an episode. This is Mindset Reinvented. Hey there, friends. Jack here. Today, we're going to dive into a topic that is close to my heart and probably yours too, and that's decluttering. But not just any decluttering. We're talking about clearing out those old memories that might be keeping us stuck in the past. There is a wonderful quote by Chuck Palahniuk that really hits home. The things that you own end up owning you. And it's only after you lose everything that you're free to do anything. Now, I'm not saying that we need to lose everything, but there is some truth about that and how our stuff can sometimes hold us back. So picture this. You're standing in your closet. You're staring at the old college sweatshirt that you've had in there for years. You haven't worn it. Maybe it's an old dress. Maybe it's an old suit. Or maybe you're in your garage. You're looking at the bicycle that you used to ride. You used to ride it all the time, but it hasn't seen daylight in ages. We've all been there. These aren't just things. They are memories, little time capsules of who we used to be. But here's the million-dollar question. Are these objects enriching our lives, or are they weighing us down? I've been doing some digging around this topic and reflecting on my own life. And let me tell you, the benefits of decluttering go way beyond just having a tidy space. We're talking about reduced stress, reduced anxiety, better focus, more productivity, and even improved sleep. Imagine that. So clearing out your physical space can actually clear out your mental space too. In fact, recent studies have shown that people living in cluttered homes have higher levels of cortisol. That's our stress hormone. So if you really think about it, your stuff is literally stressing you out. And it's not just stress. Clutter has been linked to decreased focus, lower productivity, even poor eating habits. And it's like your cluttered environment is cluttering up your brain too. But here's the kicker. It's not just about tossing things out willy-nilly. It's more about being mindful of what we keep and why. Because there's this new trend called mindful decluttering, where you focus on how these items make you feel rather than their practical use. I actually love this idea because it gets to the heart of why we hold on to things in the first place. Just sit with that for a minute. So let me share a personal story that really drove home the power of decluttering for me. Because back in 2018, I made a big decision to relocate across the country. Now, get this. I challenged myself to fit everything that I'd accumulated over 20, 25 years, 30 years or longer into my car. You talk about a crash course of decluttering. At first, it felt overwhelming. How am I going to get everything into my car and leave with that alone? It was like condensing everything in the back of my vehicle. But as I started going through my belongings, something very amazing happened. Because with each item that I decided not to take, I felt lighter. I felt like I was shedding layers of my old self, making room for new experiences and growth. And you want to know something? It turned out to be one of the most freeing experiences of my life. I didn't realize it fully at the time, but letting go of all that stuff, the physical clutter that I accumulated over the years, it wasn't just about making my move easier. It was more about opening myself up to a new chapter. And here's the thing. This wasn't a one-time thing for me. Since then, I've done a fair bit of traveling, living in different cities for months at a time. And each time, I find myself going through the decluttering process all over again. Because let's face it, it's surprisingly easy to let things pile up. You probably agree. We don't really notice how much we buy until it's time to pack up and move again. And if you don't move, you don't realize it. Now, this journey has taught me something profound. Decluttering isn't just about making your space available in your home. It's more about making space available in your life so that you can open up new experiences. You can have new memories and have personal growth. It's about lightening your load, both physically and emotionally, so you can have more free time and feel just invigorated. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, that's pretty extreme, Jack, of an example. I'm not planning on moving across the country. Well, that's okay. The beauty of decluttering is that you can do it on any scale. Let me tell you, though, once you start, you might be surprised at how addictive this feeling of freedom can be. It's actually quite cool. So let's talk about some strategies that have helped me quite a bit in this journey, and they'll help you too. First thing, start small. Don't try to declutter your entire life in one weekend. Maybe begin with a drawer or a shelf. Just take baby steps, folks. You know, that apple, one bite at a time. Rome wasn't built in a day. I know these are cliches and might sound silly, but they have some truth to them. You can also use the Spark Joy method, and this comes from Marie Kondo. And it's all about keeping the items that truly bring you happiness in your life and discarding those that aren't. It sounds pretty simple, but it's surprisingly effective. So you pick up each item and you ask yourself, does this spark joy? And if it doesn't, thank it for its service and just let it go. And I know it sounds a bit woo-woo, but trust me, it works. Take photos of the sentimental items that you've got. And if you're struggling to part with something, snap a picture before you let it go. This way, you keep the memory without the clutter. And I did this with a bunch of old t-shirts that I once had. Now, I also have a digital album with my music journey, and you know, it's just a lot of music. And you know, it's important to keep what you feel you need to and discard some of the other stuff. And I think it's really important to really just do this exercise and do it now. Do it today, not tomorrow, not next month or next year. You're going through a trial separation between you and your stuff. You're repurposing. You're getting rid of the things that don't have any value in your life. You're keeping the essence of the item without the clutter. Now here's another great tip. You can also body double, where you declutter alongside a friend. They don't even have to help you. Just having someone there can provide accountability and moral support. Plus, it's a great excuse for you to catch up with your friends. You could also make it a regular thing. You know, you can have declutter and donuts. Well, hopefully you do something a little healthier than that. But you get my point. So let's talk a little bit about something else that's been gaining a lot of attention lately. It's actually called Swedish death cleaning. And I know it sounds morbid, but just bear with me. The idea comes from the Swedish word dostanning, which literally translates into death cleaning. But it's not as grim as it sounds. The concept is about decluttering as if you were preparing your home for after you're gone. It's about lightening the load for your loved ones and really considering what's truly important to keep. Now, you don't have to be at the end of your life to do this. It's more about adopting a mindset of, would I want someone else to have to deal with all this stuff? And I tried this approach in my own way, and I've asked myself, if I moved abroad tomorrow, would I ship this item across the ocean? And it really puts things into perspective. Now, another thing to kind of bring out, and it's really the elephant in the room, and that's digital clutter. And this is a big one in today's world. you know, we've got our phones, we've got our computers, we've got cloud storage. This is the place where everything gets cluttered, just like our physical places get cluttered. And let me tell you, clearing out those old files, the photos that you've got, the apps, the old apps that you never turn on, it'd be as liberating as cleaning out your closet. And so here are a few tips about digital decluttering. Just unsubscribe from emails that you never read. Your inbox will thank you. Organize your photos into albums and delete the duplicates. I mean, we all have 50 shots of the same sunset, right? Clean up your desktop. A cluttered desktop is a cluttered mind, and it can be as stressful as a cluttered desk. Review your apps and delete the ones that you haven't used in the last 6 months. Digital clutter might be invisible, but it still takes up mental space, especially when you can't find stuff. You know, I've been on this decluttering journey now since 2018, and I realized something profound. It's not just about the stuff. It's about our relationship with the past and our vision for the future. Every item we choose to keep or let go is a decision about who we want to be and how we want to live. And if you really think about it, when we hold on to things, what are we really holding on to? Are we clinging to past versions of ourselves? Or are we holding on to dreams that no longer serve us? Or are we making space for who we want to become? I want to share just one last thought before we wrap up. Decluttering isn't just about our personal spaces. It can have a ripple effect on our relationships and even in our communities. When we let go of excess stuff, we often find that we have more to give. We have more time. We have more energy. We have more space to connect with others. And in a world that's increasingly focused on consuming more, choosing to live with less can be a radical act. And it's a way of saying, I don't need all this stuff to be happy. It's just weighing me down. It's more about valuing experiences over possessions, relationships over things. So here's my challenge. Pick one small area of your life. And it could be a drawer. It could be a shelf. It could even be just your phone's home screen. Maybe spend 15 minutes decluttering it mindfully. And as you do, ask yourself, does this item reflect who I am now? Does it support the life that I want to create? Remember, friends, decluttering isn't about getting rid of your past. It's more about making room for your future. It's about letting go of what no longer serves you so that you can grab onto new opportunities with both hands. That's all for now, folks. I'd love to hear about your decluttering experiences, your thoughts around this topic. Drop me a message with the hashtag mindful decluttering, or just leave me a comment with your thoughts. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, why not share it with a friend who might need a little decluttering inspiration? I think we all do. So until next time, remember, your memories live in your heart, not in your stuff. Keep the love. Let go of the clutter. This is Jack signing off. Take care, everyone, and happy decluttering. Bye for now.